Hello. It's been a while since I've recorded audio into this particular platform. Audio Boom. For many years, my one-touch, easy podcasting solution. But if you're getting a bit of distortion over this, it was the reason why I haven't been using it much. For some reason, on a couple of occasions, I've been getting some unaccountable sound effects, or shall we call them? What do you call those? Artifacts, yes, which I don't want there because it's terribly distorting, like a kind of a mobile phone signal hunting, but not with the normal dig, 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 dig. Could be electrical interference, could be something on their side. Who knows? Anyway, I'm sat in my shed. I'm back to work. It's been a fascinating last month since I last recorded anything. Fascinating and painful. I'm sat in my grandfather's chair, which was kindly reupholstered by my other half. You can hear it creaking. Not actually the best chair to ever do any recordings in, but semi-comfortable in my semi-warm shed as the sun shines outside and the birds have been singing almost violently as I approach this morning. I say this morning, I didn't actually get in here till 10 o'clock. Been oversleeping, and I'm not sure it's because I'm on some hardcore painkillers. I'm on codeine due to wanting to give my knee a rest. I was running nearly every day still, taking the occasional day off, and feel great for it. Felt great for it. And then I thought, I'll rest my knee. And I went out on the scooter. And you've got to do a lot more kind of scooting miles to get the same effect. So I did do a good bit of time out there. And on flying back, it was a bit wet out. And you are not meant to ride your scooters when it's wet. They're just not designed either to be effectively braking in the wet or just keeping the wheels on the ground because of the hard rubber. And came around a corner, hit some wet leaves. The front wheel came away from me so quick, and I went down so fast. It was an accelerated descent like I haven't seen before. And I heard, felt a bit of a crack as I hit the ground, elbows in, and knocked the stuffing out of me. It did. I was like gasping for breath, and I haven't been winded for a very long time. Obviously not since my rib cage was a lot more flexible. Actually, that's a lie. I last cracked, first time I ever cracked my ribs was when I was snowboarding, and it's the same side. Don't know if I've weakened them or something, but anyway, I thought it was bruised, and put up with it for a week, and then the whinging was getting on the family's nerves because I was doing very little moving around. The painkillers weren't working, so I went to the doctors, and the doctor said, yes, broken. Listened to all parts of my body with a stethoscope and had a feel around and says, yeah, you can feel it's broken. So put me on some codeine, and that was Christmas and New Year sorted out. Not necessarily in a good way. I mean, he said, go easy on the drink. And I didn't really monitor my drinking. I just didn't feel like drinking that much. That said, I still had wine with my dinner, champagne before it, port and brandy afterwards. Managed to avoid the shots because I'm not one for having shots last thing at night because you got to get up in the morning and not feel like crap. So if that's sensible, then that's sensible. But great Christmas all the same. Really wonderful to have some proper downtime, but can be a little bit slow to get back into things, especially as I've been sending emails out willy-nilly this morning and they're all just getting bounced back with email responders. People either haven't turned their email responders in or I'm in a day before everybody else. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. I've currently got 41 unread emails that need my attention, which is the first kind of line of action. And yet, at the moment, I've just been reading and catching up, responding to a few emails, but just been reading about Bruce Lee, believe it or not. doesn't sound like work, but it's kind of research as I'm looking into different philosophies of something I'm writing. Interesting that he used to keep, this is Bruce Lee, a small notebook in his pocket at all time and used to write meticulously every day his thoughts, and created this kind of list of affirmations as he explored the philosophy of Wing Chun and all the other fighting styles that he would be involved in. And these are some of his notes, just kind of read from the pages, which were shared on Brain Pickings. You will never get more out of life than you expect. Keep your mind on the things you want and off the things you don't. Very focused, you could tell. He was all about getting himself into certain personal habits so that he could, in some way, not necessarily control his emotions, but steer them into the right direction. Things live by moving and gain strength as they go. Bit of science in there, I suppose. Cause and effect and inertia, maybe. There was one line here. No one can hurt you unless you allow them to. He actually says him to, but to bring it up to date. And that's something I've been attempting to train my kids into doing before I read this, because they've been in close confines over the holidays and, oh, he did this, she did this, he did that, she did that. They just get so upset when they've been stuck inside for half a day and we have to go out and get some fresh air and a change of perspective. And I keep saying to them that there was no reason for you really to get upset. It's hard to philosophise with a 7 and a 5-year-old, so it's probably best I just leave it for a bit and just let them have those mini punch-ups and such like. But yeah, attempting to read more. I did 25 books last year, and I could have done a lot more if I wasn't reading, as I am now, so many different web pages. It's not a New Year's resolution. I've stopped doing the kind of resolutions, but I would like to do exactly what Bruce Lee is doing here, and that is, I don't know, trying to create positive, constructive habits in my daily practices. I just wish email was not one of them. But also not working until midnight. That's got to be another thing. Working in inverted, you know, rabbit ear commas, because sometimes research is fun and enjoyable, but just having a laptop open and staring at a screen for many, many hours of the day, it just can't be good. Can't be good. I do as much as I can when I'm working as well. That's a part of my workflow. Sorry, walking. So headphones on. If I'm not in nature and I'm just walking around the village or around a particular town centre, I will have podcasts feeding me with information. And I find that a really good way to study and or be entertained. So it's keeping these things up, keeping a notebook more that often than I do, which means going a bit more analogue, because you don't want to be taking devices out just to write things down all the time. I think there's a different process around using a pen and paper. And yeah, hit the new year 2017 with, maybe in the style of Bruce Lee, with some kind of new fighting style to not necessarily attack the year, but to hit the ground running at the very least. I hope whatever you're doing is making you happy and enriching your life. I find it really hard to think on painkillers. I hope I've made a little bit of sense right now. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.